So this morning, I'm taking a slow glide with Gigi down to the shore, and she tells me right out of the blue how it's almost 5 years since I died. Gigi is my great-grandmother, and she says it like it's nothing. 5 years. We pause on the sidewalk. Really? 5 whole years? Russell told me. Russell is Gigi's friend. Russell isn't magical or anything. He just writes stuff down. Thanks, I tell her. I guess I forgot. Oh, Matt! A joke this early in the day! I'm not Matt. I'm Dennis, Matt's twin brother. Matt is alive and 12 now. I'm one of those, but not both. Gigi tugs my arm when I correct her. Dennis, of course. We cross Water Street and start into the gently winding route to the harbor. You begin losing it right away, don't you? She says. Your memory. I believe I'm around 29 now. She's not. She's over 80. Maybe near 90. Gigi died when Matt and I were tiny, and she sometimes confuses me with him. Which is funny because people did that all the time when I was alive. I drown and float and drown and float. I love Gigi. She's taught me so much about life and about being up here, but I think she's slipping away big time, forgetting things more quickly than ever, which, believe it or not, is what you're supposed to do when you get to Port Haven. I shiver among the yellow leaves. For the last 5 years, I've been on the road to becoming clean, too. Being clean is the total point when you die. You clear your life out of your system like, well, your food when you have a stomach bug. You shake off the heaviness. You become air. I have a handful of memories of my family. My mom's smile, her wavy brown hair, her not hugging me so much, but my feeling warm and soft when she did. Dad was quiet as a stump in the morning, then told off-the-wall jokes at supper, like he was two different people. Maybe it was the afternoon beers he drank, but whatever. He taught me how to bike and play ball and other stuff. Mostly, I remember my brother Matt, who I've known longer than anyone because, obviously, we were born together. Gigi did get it right about forgetting. From the second we enter Port Haven, we start forgetting our lives. We do it in reverse, from the last moment we breathed real air to the very beginning, until basically we become unborn. From the dark, the darker darkness rises, and there is silver. Naturally, where and when and how we died are the first things we forget. This is probably a good thing, because who'd want to remember dying? With the gasping and the leaking and the fluids and all? Even if you go quietly in your sleep, it can be a bit disgusting. And if you died violently, no way do you want to hold on to the fear and confusion and pain. How I died is almost a total blank. Almost. I think there were yellow leaves, fuzzy flakes crisscrossing a big shadow in my left eye. Something silver. All in all, not very much. I should say that once you get completely clean, you leave here for Garden Hills. It's somewhere up beyond the slopes from where I am now. Nobody says much about Garden Hills because you don't come back from it. All I really know is that you come to Port Haven, you forget, 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 then you go up there. Forever. Gigi walks to the shore each day to welcome the dinghies and kayaks, battleships and cruise liners that dock here with each new batch of souls. It's how I first met her. When I paddled ashore, it was a slow death day, I was 7 and didn't know anybody. I never knew her when I was alive, but Gigi welcomed me and was nice and became my closest friend here. That's one of the great things about Port Haven. You get to know people you didn't when you were alive, and they're all pretty nice to you. Strolling the streets with Gigi like I am now, makes me feel warm inside.